Hi, this is Dave Bazanke, and today I would like to welcome you to Sid Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. And today I'll be talking from John 15, verse 12 to 17. Amen. So, here we go. My command is this: love each other as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friend if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. And if we look at this, God is saying to us that we've got to love each other as normal people. We've got to love each other like Jesus loved us. So in verse 12, it basically says that my command is this: love each other as I loved you. Because Jesus did love us. And 13 says, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Like, greater love that Jesus is saying is, Jesus did lay down his life for us because we were his friends, and Jesus classed us as his friends, and he doesn't mean that we need to go and lay down our lives for our friends. What he's saying is, love each other with all your heart and that, basically. And 14 is saying is, you are my friend if you do what I command. What Jesus is saying there is that if we do what Jesus says, like in the Testament and all that, and what he says in the Bible and that, if we do that, Jesus will class us as a friend. And 14 says, you are my friend if you do. 15 says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Right there, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Jesus has sent to us that just there alone, he's sent to us that we know Jesus, his business. And he doesn't call us servants, because we know that. And a servant doesn't know their master's business. Like, we know Jesus, because we call Jesus as our master, our friend. And then going on again, instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. And in the Bible, we do know that everything that Jesus knows, that we know, because it's all in this Bible. And what 16 means is, when it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go bear fruit, fruit that will last. Even there, I'm not even finished 16 yet, but there it says, go out, sow seeds, spread seeds, preach Jesus' words, go and bear fruit and make it stay there and bring people into God and draw them in and draw them in and preach the word to God out there. Don't be shy. And then when it says fruit will last, fruit that will last, it means like, so they can stay there and their eyes are open to Jesus, and yeah, and they come in and believe in him and know the way and the truth and the life. And yeah, and then it says, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. That means when we pray and we pray for what we want, Jesus will provide it. Doesn't mean that, say you want a new pair of shoes and you go out to the shop and you buy a new pair. That's wrong. What he means is, you'll pray for them and Jesus will provide them to you if you ask in his name. I could tell you a thing, when I was younger, I used to always want a bike, and I kept praying for like a year, and then finally Jesus provided me with this bike. Or something like this as well, like my step, well, my dad, he said to me that one day he never had shoes, and someone was going to give him money for shoes, but he said, no, Jesus will provide it. And yeah, he did, because the shoes he wanted, the Air Max that he wanted, they were there just sitting there, and he went round and no one knew who they were. Jesus put them there just for him, because He believed in Jesus and waited for him to provide. For what he says right here is, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. You see, just wait for Jesus' time and you ask and then it will soon come. And then when it says, verse 17, this is my command, love each other. In this world today, I believe that there's very little love between people, because if you look at all the wars that are happening with America and what's happening with America and Russia, or the wars like what's been happening, like, that's no love to people that Jesus is telling us to do. There isn't. It's like hatred, and that Jesus tells us to be one big family, because we are one big family, brothers and sisters in Christ. And now even in Christ, we should love each other, if you get what I mean. And yeah, I'd actually like to close it there and give us a prayer. Let's see what God says in you. Amen. Jesus, thank you for my life, for everyone's life, Lord, and you can make people's eyes be open to what you're saying in that verse, Lord, to about love and go bear fruit, because that's what you tell us to do, and we believe that we should, well, I believe that we should go and do this, Lord Jesus, and you can give us the confidence to go and bear your fruit that you say in the Bible, and you can make us love each other more, not like the world today. You can make our eyes be open to that, Lord, and we love each other, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus. Please, in Jesus' holy name, I ask and pray. Amen. And thank you for listening. Amen. Goodbye.